During this season of life, as we have been unable to gather in person in this place, to walk down these hallways and to sit in these pews, that it can feel a little awkward to talk about giving to the church. That we have not turned on the lights in our Sunday school classrooms. We have been unable to sit back and enjoy a cup of coffee as we talk about a story of Scripture. We have not been able to open a hymnal and worship in this sanctuary. But perhaps, since we have not been here, we have also felt again how much this place means to us. This season of life has been disorienting. It has turned us around and made us dizzy. But it has also been clarifying. Seeing again what is truly valuable. One awkward story about giving to the church is about A.J. Jacobs, a writer in New York City, who grew up in a family that did not practice religion. And even now, he says he's not sure what he thinks about God, but when he became a father, he decided to explore the value of religion. So for a writing project, he decided he was going to take the Bible literally for 1 year, even down to the smallest detail. So he grew out his beard because in Leviticus 19:27, it says to leave the edges of your beard unshaven. And then he attached tassels to the corner of his clothing, as it says to do in Numbers 15:38. And he stopped wearing clothing with wool and linen, because Deuteronomy 22:11 says, do not wear a garment with mixed fibers. And he started blowing a ram's horn at the beginning of every month, because Psalm 81:3 says to blow a trumpet at the new moon. Now, to say the least, he raised a lot of eyebrows when he stepped onto the subway in New York City, because he was dressed so strangely and carrying a ram's horn by his side. And throughout that year of taking the Bible literally, he learned many things. First, he learned we should not take the Bible literally, but seriously. And second, our behavior has a great impact on our thoughts. That so oftentimes we think that our thoughts impact our behavior, but it is also true that what we do on the outside changes who we are on the inside. One day over breakfast, he turned to his wife and said, I'm going to tithe to give 10% of our income, because, you know, Genesis 14:20. And she looked more than a little concerned. He started small, giving 2% of their income, planning to give more later that year. And he said it felt like an important thing to do. that afterwards he thought about that line from the movie Chariots of Fire, which says, "When I run, I feel God's pleasure." He said, "I felt like I was doing something I should have been doing all of my life." He said it was both joyful and difficult, which sounds about right. The practice of giving is both disorienting and clarifying. It helps us to hold on to the very foundation of the Ten Commandments. Do not have other gods above God. That it reorients us towards God in our midst. Because what we do on the outside can change how we feel on the inside. Generating gratitude, cultivating compassion, creating contentment. That it is both joyful and difficult because it is a gift of love. John Carleton, that beloved seminary professor, once preached a sermon about the woman who anointed Jesus' feet with that alabaster jar of costly ointment. That as she poured it over Jesus' feet, others around her were critical. That surely there is something better that we can do with this costly ointment, something that is more valuable. But it was a gift of love. That Jesus affirmed this gift, as Carleton says, because Jesus knew that we can know the cost of everything, but the value of nothing. That a gift of love clarifies what is truly valuable. It is the reason the Apostle Paul said, "I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord." I do not know what anybody gives to the church. But collectively, the congregation has given more to this point in the year, about $40,000 more this year than last year to the same point in this year, which is a gift of love. That we entered this year $30,000 in debt combined from 2018 and 19, and yet we still have this opportunity before us to retire this debt before the end of the year. And despite the strange circumstances of this year, we have continued to be able to give to missions, caring both for needs locally and around the world. And we also celebrate the gifts of creativity and cookies, connecting to one another in new ways, where Sunday school classes are meeting virtually or in smaller groups, where our children, youth, and college students are continuing to find ways to stay connected to one another, where we offer support to each other, where we normally share these pews. We are supporting each other through notes and phone calls and prayers, all of which are quite beautiful because they are gifts of love. And there are many words that express love. They clarify for us what is valuable, and they remind us of our calling. That our Life is Calling Committee, who's been working with the Center for Congregational Resources at Samford University, have been thinking about our calling as a congregation, which is embodied in the table of communion. And last year, they asked the congregation to write down words that describe this church, and they are pictured in this beautiful word cloud. The larger words were the ones written down more often. Words like loving, welcoming, inclusive, community. Words like caring, accepting, forgiving, thoughtful. Words like family, intentional, multi-generational, missions. Words like comforting, life-giving, faithful, helpful. That they clarify for us what is truly valuable. And they are the reasons that we support this place. In Norfolk, England, the ceiling of the Norwich Cathedral is adorned with all of these small, hand-carved biblical scenes. They are quite beautiful because they tell the story of God's love. And tourists come from far and wide just to see them or take pictures of them. But all of them are anonymous. No one knows who created those gifts of love. And I cannot help but think about the people that over the years who wandered into that sanctuary, not knowing that they were there, and they never looked up. It is why we pause each year during this time of year to look around this place and its people and to give thanks for the many gifts of love, reminding us of the beauty of this church. Building community within this congregation and serving community beyond it. Amen.